Good evening, everybody. I'm very bad at these mic things, and I always think I'm going to break it, and I never know which way to turn it. So let's hope that works. Well, thank you so much for having me, and thank you so much for being here. Thank you to White Whale, thank you to Hemingway, and thank you to City of Asylum. As always, this is one of my very last performances as You Put It Live. It's a bit emotional and special for me. And as always, just thank you again for coming. I have a few poems, and I think some of them are tied into, you know, growing up in South Africa. Some of them are tied to being here in Pittsburgh. The first poem is called My City in Time, and that is a dedication to the city I was raised in, Johannesburg, and the city I chose, Pittsburgh. So, My City in Time. Connection is the key to human existence. It is one's hands reaching out beyond current resistance. Today, my city is a cracked vase, fearful of its withering influence. Tomorrow, it will be filled with light that shines in never-ending brilliance. My city, you see, is tattooed behind my eyelids, an afterimage of an array of lights, life and bridges. Behind these eyes lies a city waiting to be crafted in our image, a dream of a paradise lost, a paradise yet to be given. What is our city? But stones to which we give importance, a place of solitude and community, a fortress unwilling to submit to seizure of any kind. What is it but a manifestation of pride and progress in tandem with pain and pursuit, lest our city be left to ruins? Behind these eyes lies a city made to last, a home of sustainability and a hub of innovation. My city carries itself with the esteem of antiquity, a reminder that life cannot be lived in the lenses of the past. My city, you see, is time itself, a promise to remain ever-changing at best, and at worst, a reflection of the life that we have created. Thank you. This next poem I wrote, and I grew up in South Africa, so we use British English, and the question I get asked all the time is, are you British? And I'm like, no, I sound perfectly American in South Africa, and here I am British. And it's been the strangest thing, because I just like, okay, when I go back to the US, I'll be American. And they're just like, no, you're not. So this is an ode to growing up in an Anglophone country, and really what it means to then have this accent in my mouth. Oxford's comma. Okay, we're doing both phone and paper. It works. Learn to speak English the way I speak it. Let the letters dance on your tongue in tune. Cleanse your palate of your language born. Submit. My English wants to see no traces. Crash land your courage on these jagged rocks. My invitation was not made to empower. Erase your history, your home, long forgotten. Erase your history and stand recreated in mine. I want to see no trace of that mother on your tongue. My Oxford comma is law. Praise the boats on which I came. Celebrate my standard, you and I. Are not the same. You may have mastered it, but you are subject to my language. There is civilization in this punctuation. I have saved you from a nonsensical refrain. These are the things that were told, and their bullets raged like run-on sentences. These are the stories of old. Ironic, isn't it? That the most violent war is one of words. Thank you. And on a completely different note, is a love poem to myself. I grew up, or I chose Pittsburgh, and I really think this youth poet laureate ship chose me. I was able to go from being like, okay, I'm in university now, I'm an academic, as you heard from all of my majors and minors, and then really grow up in it and grow into being a 20-year-old, now almost 21-year-old, who is writing poetry and doing international affairs and really dedicating herself to herself. So this is a poem entitled After 20 Years or Glorious. I am not afraid to be alone anymore. It has come to be a gentle embrace. I now linger in the meantime. With no intention of seeking its end, I bask and bathe within it. Blessed, teary-eyed, drenched in the stardust memories, my romantic heart, sure, unsure, learning that love does not need a map to navigate what is internal. Elated and present within it, Helios has dragged awakening across the sky of my spirit, unwilling to rest. Undeterred, the stars of longing and past still burn in this consciousness. But my desire to live so fully in service of my heart, with my soul in an orbit of self-realization, where I welcome the unknown with eclipse of lightness and laughter, it burns relentlessly behind my eyes. I am no longer seduced by the promise of another, my happiness bringer, my light bearer, my one who sees those remain ever existing within me. But it is not the fairy tale that I yearn. A story threaded together by the magic unknown and a trauma unrevealed. There is no pumpkin carriage transfiguration at midnight. I yearn to reacquaint myself with the honor of openness, the intimacy of one, the beauty of soulness, the sunlight of self. It does not always feel right, and I am not always ready to exist as just an extension of myself. But I can no longer search for love in brokenness, aware of the grief in choosing the good that serves you, bidding farewell to babysitting bad behavior, cradling chronic carelessness. I stand as worth too much, as glorious. Today, I am breathless in the sight of myself, in the embrace of my own arms, already in love. Thank you. So I've debated doing these two. So I'm going to check time and see what shall I have. But there is one I have, I'm one of five, an eldest brother, and then with four girls, and I am the baby. So you can imagine in our household, it was a lot of, you took my clothes. No, I didn't. And I'm going to do it. And it is a long, long conversation of what it means to raise four girls in community with one another. And this is an ode. It's called SSID. And it is an acronym of my sister's names. And it's Sharon, Shalom, Emanuela, and Danielle. That is Danielle's on to me, but this is for my sisters, and I was just back home in South Africa, so I'm a bit tired and jet lagged because I got in 2 days ago, and I love them, and I have never written a poem for them or performed it for them, so this is for them, and I'll show them later. In sisterhood, I have learned to shapeshift. With an eye for understanding beauties, my sisters are a rainforest. Our laughter drizzling down one moment, and then the next, a joke gone too far, has thunder sprinting through the air. A forest of our friendship is quiet with, shh, no, no, don't cry, you're fine, just don't tell mom we're fine. My sisters and I were spies. We parasailed through discomfort and roundhouse kicked misogyny and patriarchy in the ass. My sisters are crackers of the code, how to say no. Not now, and not ever, and definitely not in that tone. My sisters knew how to love like a jazz band and a gospel choir, all at once spiritual, where the only direction of your soul blossoming is upwards during midnight kitchen deliberations. My sisters build their monuments and promise each other to be more. My sisters and I, we argue, as sisters do. I steal her clothes. She says I'm annoying. I tell mom, a cycle made just for us. My sisters and I speak mountains out of pebbles and life into empty spaces in sisterhood. I have seen that each of these women, a manifestation of a dream so dear to me, I dare not open my eyes. But then I hear them calling to me and asking, why am I never on time? And the car is ready to go. So in sisterhood, I shapeshift once more, despairing the day I will leave them behind, ever present in cascading memories. Thank you.